Sit back, relax, and raise a glass, for spirits coming from the past. Sip on salt while your skin crawls with your pre-haunting wolf having a ball. Troop was home at Washington Pool with guests and spirits in your favorite pools. Gather the others, no hesitating. The moment's approaching, it's now time to sing. Haunts and hearts, hearts and hearts, crack open the hand and fill to the top. Haunts and hearts, haunts and hearts, this is your podcast and it's called Haunts and Hearts.
No matter where you're joining us from, welcome back to our realm. This is the Haunts and Hops podcast. As you know, we cover all things paranormal while indulging in the most delicious craft beer from all over the country, thanks to our amazing sponsor, Tavour. Of course, you could follow Tavour at T-A-V-O-U-R. Follow us at Haunts and Hops. And my name is Johnny LaQuasto, and this is an odd episode this week. You know, with the election, it's kind of a crazy week for everyone. Ashley happens to be out of town, not near any kind of technology. Anastasia's incredibly busy. But I said, you know what, let's just do a short episode. I'm going to ride solo here. We're going to talk about a couple of things just so we have an episode to give you, and then we'll get back in the regular routine next week. So let's take care of business first. If you would like to enjoy some of the best craft beer from across the country, download Tavour, use our code HAUNTS10, that's HAUNTS10, and you will get $10 off your first crate once you hit $20 in that crate. And it's real simple. They add new beers every single day on your phone, and you can just go shopping, and then you get the beer delivered right to your home. So it's really cool there. And follow me at Jay Quasto. Of course, follow Ashley Trobe at Ashley Trobe, T-R-O-U-B, and follow Anastasia. Well, you can find her a couple of different ways. Look up Anastasia Washington or at Anastasia W. And of course, she has her own one-woman show coming up on November 13th. So find her on social media. You can watch that from anywhere in the world, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We can't wait. And as always, if you do have your own paranormal story that you would like to share with us, real simple, call 818-660-6191. That's 818-660-6191. Leave us a voicemail and we will play your story or your experience on the show, because we've all had different things happen in life. Some cannot really be explained, and we get some amazing calls from you all out there. So we truly do appreciate that. One thing I want to talk about this week. Well, I was going to talk about my audition process about 7 or 8 years ago. You guys might remember there was a show called Haunted Highway that ran for 2 seasons, and it starred Jack Osborne. I actually auditioned for that. I tested for it along with a few other people. But to be honest, the story is so ridiculous, I want to tell it someday when Ashley and Anastasia are there to respond to it. So I'm going to hold off on that. What I want to talk about today is one of the greatest books I've ever read. Maybe some of you have read it. It's called Witness to Roswell. As far as I know, it's the most comprehensive Area 51/Roswell book known to man. It was written by Thomas J. Carey and Donald R. Schmidt. I want to say it initially came out in the mid-2000s. There was an updated version a handful of years ago, and it's fascinating. I read it. I've also listened to it. There is so much information here, and if you are like we are, we're constantly fascinated, you know, with extraterrestrials and what happened in 1947 at Roswell, this book will really leave you with almost no doubts. I mean, there's so much amazing information in here. There's so much firsthand accounts, firsthand knowledge from people working in the government who were on their deathbeds. So I'm just going to run down a number of information here, because I do want to discuss this in further detail with Ashley and Anastasia, but this is kind of like an appetizer to Witness to Roswell. One of the government officials who's quoted in the book says there was a sign up at Roswell that said specifically, "What you hear here, what you see here, when you leave here, let it stay here." I get chills just reading that. I get goosebumps just reading that. Imagine being someone stationed at Roswell. You maybe have top secret clearance, or maybe you don't. Maybe you're not supposed to be in certain sections of Roswell. Imagine seeing that sign. What do you think? I would only imagine, you know, something's happening there, you know, back then. And so, oh, that's, it's just saying that, it leaves you with goosebumps. But Here's what we do know, and I'm going to give you a handful of the facts that really stand out to me the most from the book Witness to Roswell. We know the government made Mac Brazel's life miserable. He was the ranch hand who found the wreckage. He was taking care of the area where the supposed UFO crashed. And after finding the wreckage, he did what most people would have done, what probably you or I would have done. He contacted the authorities, and they came and essentially cleaned up the wreckage. Left it all in a mess, by the way. Left the entire area in a complete mess. But we do know from accounts from Mac Brazel's family, he was never the same after this. I can only imagine the threats that the government put onto him and other things that were said. And until the day he died, his family is quoted as saying he was never the same. He was never happy again. And that's disturbing, that this poor guy's life was dramatic until the day he died. And unfortunately, you know, as much information as we know, that's all we're going to know, because so many people are no longer with us from, you know, 1947. We're hearing stuff from family members, you know, and a lot of people want to say, hey, when it comes to, you know, Roswell and when it comes to aliens, it's Occam's razor. You know, the when you're trying to decide what the answer is, the most logical answer, that's the answer. But when it comes to everything here in this book, it's very, very intriguing. You know, for example, Mac Brazel was blatantly denied of his civil rights multiple times. You know, he was abducted by the government, detained for 5 days, isolated. They used strong-arm tactics on him. And this was all for a weather balloon? Because don't forget, weather balloon. That's the answer, the explanation that the government gave, is that a weather balloon crashed. There was no such thing as a weather balloon that supposedly had this kind of material. And why would they be this dramatic and this aggressive over a weather balloon? Because to this day, the government still has not provided a credible weather balloon witness. And there's no doubt they violated people's civil rights, not just Mac Brazel, but other people as well. They used a lot of different tactics. We're talking violence, we're talking death threats, a number of things in this book. And we mentioned the families who have spoken. Hunter G. Penn, a very prominent figure in this whole situation, this whole story. His foster daughter said he was in charge of basically using any force necessary to keep people quiet, even weaponry and physical force. Pence confirmed to her, his foster daughter, that the crash was extraterrestrial, but he didn't know where, quote, they were from. Another prominent figure, and this is chilling to even read, Sergeant Leroy Wallace. He was a Cherokee Indian officer who was called to the crash site to, quote, move the bodies. And this is coming from his wife. His wife said, after this whole incident, he came home completely disheveled, and she said she would never forget the smell that was emanating from him. They ended up burning the clothes, and she said he was never the same. He became incredibly OCD after that. She said he walked around for 2 full days without sleeping, and eventually he was transferred 3 months later because he wasn't functioning like himself. And we have over 24 witnesses in this book that describe, quote, memory material, and a bunch witness bodies. I mean, a lot of the people who don't know each other, they're all saying the similar accounts. There were, you know, multiple deathbed confessions about the bodies. And the most common thing we hear is that there were 4 bodies. 3 were dead. 1 was still alive. And most of the physical descriptions were all very, very similar. And what's really ringing home to me as I've gone through this book a couple of times is the timing. The timing affected everything. So there was a radio station, KGFL. They actually conducted an interview with Mac Brazel after everything happened. The interview was ready to go, but the interview happened late enough in the day to where the radio station had already signed off, because back then, radio stations would sign off much, much earlier in the day. So the radio station thought nothing of it. KGFL said, well, we'll just air the interview first thing in the morning. Well, the problem is the reporter, Judd Roberts, who did the Wire interview, was thinking that would be perfectly fine. The next morning, we air the interview, and people are going to be able to hear from Mac Brazel himself what he found, what he saw. Well, unfortunately, the government found out about this, and they essentially forced the radio station. They threatened them with being completely shut down unless the radio station handed over the interview. And unfortunately, and not surprisingly, the interview has never been heard and it is nowhere to be found. So imagine if that interview was done earlier in the day with Mac Brazel while the station was still on the air. Judd Roberts could have put the interview out there without even telling the government, without the government finding out, and people could have heard. There could have been audio evidence of what Mac is saying he found. But because the interview happened later in the day, after the radio station had already signed off, the timing, waiting until the morning, giving the government that time to find out, and that's all we're ever going to know about that interview. So if you haven't read this book and you are interested in the unknown, in the extraterrestrials, in UFOs, I strongly suggest you can get it on Audible, or you can just read the book. It's amazing either way. I love this book, and to me, you know, we try to be healthy skeptics on this show, especially, you know, Ashley and Anastasia, they're paranormal professionals. I am just someone who's fascinated, and I am learning, you know, every single week. We like to be healthy skeptics, and you read this book, it really shows you that, man, there is something else out there. There is so much that we don't know. And to think that we're the only intelligent life form that is functioning and existing is a little narrow-sighted. And, you know, this book is really eye-opening, and so I strongly suggest it. But this is just an appetizer. Like I said, I just wanted to talk to you guys, you know, one-on-one, if you will, because I wanted to get a little bit of an episode out there for you. So once again, we're at Haunts and Hops on social media. If you enjoy the show, please tell a couple of friends, because look, there are a number of paranormal podcasts out there, but we feel like we have something special, and we would like the paranormal publications to get notice of us, quite frankly. We want to be able to get more listeners because we love the listeners we do have, but we obviously want to grow it a little bit. So if you're listening to this, maybe you can go to iTunes right now, write us a 5-star review, rate us 5 stars, of course, or any way that you're listening and you can rate us or write a review, feel free to do so. We truly appreciate that. And of course, use the code from Tavor, Haunts10, get $10 off your first crate of beer from Tavor. And with that said, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you guys this week, albeit for a shorter episode. We will be back next week. But until then, it's time to say goodbye. And, well, there's no Ashley or Anastasia to say goodbye. So I will just say, this is Haunts and Hops. Okay, bye. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed it, tell a couple of friends and please rate and review the show on whatever platform you're listening on, especially if it's iTunes and Apple Podcasts. We appreciate you.